Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Have any of you guys almost gotten in trouble with your mouth on an airplane or in the airport experience, we'll say?
Once in customs and one on a flight that I was on a flight with you. I don't know if the flight attendant liked us or not, but I remember it ended with us each assaulting each other with a magazine.
Because you hit her with a magazine, then she hit you back.
No, she hit me, then I hit her ass back.
That's right. Because she smacked you.
She smacked me, so I grabbed my magazine and hit her back.
I'm like, this game is on. We're going to get kicked off this flight, mid-flight. He's going to go, meow, land that bastard.
Yeah, she looked shocked.
I mean, I still got on the plane, but they definitely stopped me at the gate after a couple layovers, and they said, we think you're drunk. And I said, okay, like, I won't drink on the plane. They said, we think you might be too drunk to board. I said, why do you think that? And he said, do you know the guy you just high-fived? And I went, no.
That was the tell. You,
random high-five guy? That's enough to get you kicked off a plane?
I guess.
Why? To me, it'd be like, at least this guy's decent.
Look, it was fine. The woman behind the counter, I always say, she just kind of put her finger up and was like, just sit down and be quiet.
Sit
that was
down
the, like, I
and
said,
shut up.
Well, after he said, I think you might, like, you don't know that guy, I said, no. And then I said, you can't leave me here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. He's from St. Louis. He did not take that well. Yeah. But yeah, then I got on the plane and they were like, I was like, look, I promise. I won't even order anything. Just let me get on the plane. I was coming back from Miami. This was like stop 3 or whatever. It had been a lot of layovers. So I got on the plane. It was fine. But yeah, he goes, do you know the man you just high-fived? No. That's why we think you're drunk.
The hardest.
High-fived a random guy.
If you know this guy, he could very well be sober and do the same thing. Of all the people I know, Ted might just high-five him.
The hardest thing for me is just to keep my mouth shut, which is always the challenge. Because I know if I've done it, I'm mad and I'm fuming on the inside,
right?
But I did it.
Sure.
I just kept my mouth shut. Could I have a Jack and Coke, please? Or a Jack and Diet? No. Why not? I'm not serving you. Why not? Because I'm not serving you. I haven't said a word. Mm. I mean, like, I don't know the person I'm sitting beside. I am not.
Is this the woman in Anchorage?
No, that was at the Chi-Chi. That was at the Chili's to go.
So this is a different one.
This was on the actual aircraft.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's the same thing in the airport.
No.
He hadn't said a word.
You hit the button.
No. I have before. But then I learned to just walk back and be nice and ask for it in the bag.
We were on a flight, they cut Miles' ass off, all right? I could still get drinks, and then he's sitting the row behind me. I see his hand over my head, and I'm like, man, don't.
I dinged his button.
So sure enough, flight attendant walks up. Now, keep in mind, I've been drinking Jack and Coke. You've been, is it vodka and something? We were drinking different
things. Depends on whatever I was drinking at the time.
But a lady walks back, and I'm like, yeah, can I get a double vodka soda? And so she looks at me, and she goes, is this for the man sitting behind you? I'm like, no, man, it's for me. Well, he's been drinking double vodkas and soda. I'm like, Oh, no, I heard of it. It sounds good, man. She's like, you've been drinking Jack and Coke. I said, I know that, but I heard him order a double vodka soda. It sounded really good, so can I get one? And she stands there like to a three Mississippi, doesn't say anything. She comes back. She hands it to me.
She knows you're lying through your teeth.
She does. But if you're not going to call me out on it, right? So even when she brought the drinks back, because, again, when you buzz them for something like that, they're already pissed. They're already mad at Miles, and they know goddamn well I'm getting this for Miles, but I refuse to admit this. So she hands me the drinks. And still just stands there looking at me. So I'm like cracking it open kind of slow, like I had to make something together. And as soon as she sauntered off, I'm like, here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew. That's the first thing she said. Is this like, for the man behind you? No.
I went out on a few dates with a girl who listened to the show, but she was a flight attendant.
Okay.
So, like, we've been out like two or three times. And one time we're just kind of sitting there and she goes, I don't want to bring up your work. I go, what's up? She goes, you've got to tell Miles, stop pushing the button. Because you would always go, it's fine. And ding, I was ding, like, ding, ding. It is not fine. And she was like, look, I like all you guys, but like, if you press the button, A, like they're annoyed, it's for emergency. And she's like, B, I pretty much know you're already drunk.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, no kidding. She was like, yeah. Like, just she was dead
ass. The light. The right. Button has the attendant there with a drink in hand.
Does it?
I never noticed it. Does.
I know, but they make that announcement. It's not like the old days. Just trust me. I'm telling people, shut your mouth and wait for the cart. Right?
Like, I believe you, but change the damn button. That sets a false precedent.
Yeah. Well, there used to be ashtrays for years and played. You still couldn't smoke on them.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start hitting the button where my kid is sitting, see? Because they're not going to get mad at a young kid. Until my kid's like, can I get a Jack and Coke? Like, no, son, you can't.
So, somebody.
Damn it, so close.
Okay, someone might have got a talking to because there's a 3-drink minimum at SeaTac.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to the.
There's a minimum?
Maximum.
Sorry, maximum.
I was like, no kid.
Maximum, sorry. So I go to this bar, it's one bar I go to all the time, right? So I'm sitting there, and the manager walks up and he goes, what's the rule, Miles? And I said, 3 drinks. He goes, that's correct. 3 drinks. And walks away.
Oh.
I was like,
typically what I'll do is, 4?
No, typically what I'll do is I get a 22-ounce beer and a double shot for a plane. That's basically what I drink for the most
part. That's it. That covers
all. But the time before that, I must have got another one and got the bartender in trouble.
Oh, really?
From the manager.
Oh, no.
So she wasn't there. He remembers me. He walks up. He's like, what's 3 drinks, rule, Miles? What's the rule?
You know why that happened? 3 drinks. You know why that happened?
No.
Because I didn't. Went to the airport, I'm flying to Austin, I think it was, and the bartender explained that to me. She goes, all right, because I got a double and I got a beer. And she goes, that's all your drinks. And I'm like, I just got here. She goes, look, it's a 3-drink maximum. It's not just our bar, it's all the bars. It's SeaTac. And I'm like, when in the hell did this start? So according to her, it was not at her bar, but a female passenger overdid it, as a lot of people do at the airport bars, but she fell down at the bar and peed herself.
Oh.
And she didn't fall down.
No.
Like, she tripped and hurt herself. She fell down and she's hammered, like, just passed out on her own on the floor and wet her pants. So
it's a hell of a layover.
Not a good look, obviously. So that's when they put this thing in. But the pro tip here is, bartender explained, it's a 3-drink maximum at any given
bar.
So she's like, when you were done here,
the tequila bar upstairs.
You walk right across the hall.
Then you go to the in-gate bar.
So I went to like 4 different bars. Because once you say that, it feels like a challenge, you know?
Raise my ass once you just
said the manager walk by and name check you.
Yeah,
what's the rule, Montgomery?
Miles, what's the rule?
3 drinks. 3 drinks. Right. I remember you. You talked to me before.
I remember you.
Alaska Airlines flight had a little bit of a problem taking off. A flight scheduled for Walla Walla was halted after a remark was reported at the port of Seattle police. The flight crew adhered to safety protocols by taxiing the aircraft to the outbound runway, which is the furthest from the terminal, because when you threaten a bomb, they take the plane as far out as possible. Authorities arrested the suspect. All passengers were deplaned for a thorough K-9 inspection of the aircraft and baggage. No suspicious items were discovered. The runway did reopen at 1:45. And by 2, passengers were transported by bus for rebooking.
That is so annoying.
But that's the other issue too. It doesn't matter how small it is. Like, they have to treat it.
They have to.
Yeah. Like the emergency it is.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Thank you, Mama. Time for a little. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play your guess, is as good as mine.
Hello, Kai. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, fellas?
Hola.
Kai, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. All right, Kyle, we have for you today a study that ranked the happiest or unhappiest states in the United States of America. Driven by, good economies, the health of people, the prices of things, the sunshine, weather is big on this list, and economic uncertainty. So you can either go happy or you can go the most unhappy on this category. And then, Kyle, here's a weird one. We have the signature beer of every state in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kyle, if you've traveled, you pick the state you've traveled to and guess that signature beer. Do you understand how that would work out?
Are you talking locally? I guess I don't understand how that one would
okay.
work.
Okay. All right. So let's assume that you are in, would be a good example.
Texas.
What would be the one beer that pretty well is the state beer of Texas?
That would be Shiner Bock, yeah?
That would be Shiner Bock. Do you want to take this category?
Yeah, might as well. Might as well go for it.
Okay. All right. So you know the game is played. You pick the state that you've been to before. And just try to guess the beer that is the most popular that represents that state, okay? So do you want to go with do you want to go with Texas as your first guess?
Yeah, let's go with Texas, first guess.
All right, you got one right. Okay.
Now you know the game is played.
I would have guessed Lone Star as well.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But we would have been wrong.
It is the Shiner Bock. Okay.
Let's go with Washington, and I'll go Rainier.
Rainier is correct. You are 2-for-2. Okay, now you know the game is played.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. We'll go Colorado.
Colorado? Oh, keep in mind, Kyle, one more thing.
What's that?
So Coors, Budweiser, Miller Lite, the big guys are not part of this.
Right. Well, what the hell, now you tell me.
Yeah, well, that's why I stopped you, because you said Colorado. So I want to make sure that you know. I will give you a hint. You might not know this, but this is the most popular beer probably at the ballpark in Colorado. When we first started brewing our own beer, how many ever years ago that was then?
16, 17.
Something like that. This brewery actually brewed the beer for us and shipped it up to the Seattle area because we didn't have a bottling facility here. They did all that and bottled our beer and put it in an 18-wheeler and shipped it up here.
Oh, man, my confidence is dwindling real quick now. So
You know it. I mean, to me, that's still a pretty big beer. It's just not Coors in Colorado.
I'm trying to give it a hint. Like,
if you like to ride bicycles, you'll like the beer.
If you'll see this on the back of Jeeps, definitely.
Miles is right. These things on bicycles are very popular on the beach.
Yeah, it's not very skinny.
Yeah, it's not skinny at all.
It's tire.
Fat tire is correct.
All right.
Colorado, there you go.
All right.
Okay, Kyle, you're getting it. Okay, so you're 3-for-3, dude. All you need to do is pick 7 more states and figure out what you believe the local popular swill is. How about Alaska? You should be able to get that one.
We'll go Alaska and then... I'm not confident at all on this one.
This is the one that's probably in all the grocery stores.
Right, I'm guessing. What do you call that when two letters match up? Right?
I don't know. I'm not tracking with Hawaii, I have some confidence.
The only beer I know from Alaska is Alaskan Amber.
Oh, really?
That's what I would think is Alaska.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Yeah, that's what I'll go with.
Okay, because that's correct.
All right.
Alaskan Brewing Company's Amber Ale.
I really overthought that.
I was like, wait a minute. Is there something else I'm not thinking of?
Don't overthink this too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know anything about Colorado, California?
Yeah, to an extent. I have a pretty good guess for Hawaii, though.
All right. Do you want to go Hawaii first?
Yeah, let's go Hawaii. Let's go Kona.
Kona is correct.
Yeah, that's the one I can figure out. Okay. Ooh, New York I probably have.
All right, so you've got so far correct. Texas, Washington, Colorado, Alaska, and Hawaii. Here's your hint for California. This is the beer that started, in my mind, the craft beer revolution in the entire country.
I know it.
Ted had one very early on in his drinking days and probably spit it out.
Correct.
Is there a mountain range with this thing?
There is.
Okay. There is.
All right.
Sierra Nevada.
There you go. Okay.
And I mean, even when I worked at a liquor store at 19, we sold that beer.
Yeah.
All
right. And you're right. It was a big deal at the time.
It was massive. If you weren't like a bartender or like a hophead, you didn't know what that was.
Okay. Kyle, I'll give
Sounds
you another
like an
I'll,
ethnic slur.
I'll give you
hop
another.
Head?
Yeah.
I'll give you another hint, okay?
Okay.
This was basically, if you go to Illinois, this was the first major craft beer that launched out of the Chicago area. All right? You will find this on tap handles at airport bars throughout the country. It's got a very unique handle on it.
Mm.
And it's basically only sold in IPAs around the country. Now, if you go to the Chicago area, they've got a bunch of different styles.
Yeah.
Am I right on this?
I don't know about that one.
Yes, that okay. is correct.
I didn't know that was Chicago.
Think
I,
of yeah. a bird.
Yeah.
Really mean a bird?
A bird.
A,
yep.
A waterfowl.
The beer is named after a bird.
Oh, God.
And not its Canadian brethren.
Yeah. Nobody likes this bird.
Oh, no.
It's good in like comforters, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. Yes. So
it's out of pillows
dead,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're dead, people love them. When they're alive, right. we hate them.
I like to walk in traffic and just stop everything.
Speaking of dead, there was a character name and he died.
Oh, that's right.
Oh God, yeah. Very universally
popular.
Sad.
Very popular military movie.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know, so I'm just going to say the duck, but I have no idea.
What did you say?
The duck.
The duck.
The duck.
It is a Goose Island Goose IPA.
Yep.
Mm, okay.
That is the most popular. I don't know if you've seen that before, but it's actually got a goose head on yeah. On the tap.
Credit to Giant Company Budweiser. Goose Island's a good beer. That was one of the first ones they bought up.
Absolutely. Okay.
I don't ever think I've seen it, honestly.
It's not as big out here, but in the Midwest, it's massive. It's pretty big on the East Coast, too.
Okay, what other states have you traveled or spent time in, Kyle?
You know, I'm from Wyoming, so you would think I would know this one, but...
Okay.
Boy, can you give me a hint on that one?
Oh, the name of a Martian.
Of a Martian?
A Martian.
Like from Mars.
I can only think of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much only one.
Marvin?
Oh, is it Marvin?
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay. Marvin the Martian.
Actually, Martin?
I'm going to give it to you. It's Melvin.
Oh, you went Melvin?
I forgot. Right. I forgot. Close enough. Close enough.
What's Melvin beer?
Melvin Number One Company.
Huge in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of that before, Kyle?
No, never have.
Okay, that's the one on the list. So I don't know too much about Melvin. Wyoming, so I can't really vouch for it one way or another.
Yeah, they got
I was close. Okay, how about Louisiana? You should be able to get this one.
A 2x4 double IPA.
If you go to a New Orleans restaurant in Seattle, they'll have this beer. They typically always have it
in
bottles.
I know exactly what the beer is, and I cannot think of the name. It's driving me crazy.
They used
I know
to have
exactly
a,
the beer.
They used to have a Purple Haze that they named in honor of Jimi Hendrix, and it had kind of a blueberry hint.
Yeah, this kinda, is Louisiana.
Kind of close to the Kitty Cat Blues that Black Raven does.
And it's still out there, by the way.
It's still, yes, very popular.
God, I had no idea on this one.
Well, pick a different state then. If you don't know, there's no point in me shoving one down your throat.
No, you're good. I'm just trying to think on it myself.
Just
for the sake of keeping this thing going, let's just go Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. We got Arizona. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking something Mexican, so I'm just going to... But you said I can't do the big brands, though, right? That's the problem.
Well, I mean, typically this beer is going to be brewed in that state. It is going to be there. So, okay. For Washington, you say, if you're going to say Rainier, you say Rainier. Olympia would be another great guess.
Right.
So would Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Another great guess.
Is there a beer called Flagstaff or something like that?
No, there's a city called Flagstaff.
No, I knew that. I was thinking there was a beer. Never mind.
Do you know the East Coast very well, Kyle?
No, not really. See, that's the other problem is I haven't really traveled to the East Coast that much.
I think you would know this beer. Delaware was one of the first major distributors of what we would like to think is the East Coast.
It's also the
craft
name,
beer scene.
It's also the name for those annoying tiny sharks you catch when you're like even salmon fishing in Elliott Bay.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Okay.
Technically, it's a fish, but it looks like a little shark.
You know, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to take a strike on that one.
No, you pick. Know. Hey, Kyle, I'm suggesting states.
Okay.
You pick your own state and guess. I just thought you might have known that one because you can get it at QFC.
Dogfish.
Yeah, dogfish is the answer, right? Correct.
Oh, dogfish. Okay. How many, I guess here's a question for you. How many do I have so far?
You have, right now you have 7 correct. Texas, Washington, Colorado, Alaska, Hawaii, California, and Wyoming, and you only have 1 strike.
I can tell you, the state of Pennsylvania, their beer sounds like a name that you'd give to a panda bear.
That doesn't help at all. Let's go Massachusetts, and I'll go Sam Adams.
Massachusetts and Sam Adams. That is correct. Okay,
right.
Now you got 8.
I'll tell you what, Summer Sam's a delicious beer.
They have a lot of great beers. They really do. Yeah, okay.
And great right. hair.
You should be able to figure out Oregon, Kyle. This was the first, the Pale Ale was their first big beer, all right? Yeah. Then they expanded.
It's a river, right?
It is a river.
Oh, okay.
So what did you just say?
Deschutes.
You got it, buddy.
Bam.
All right. Okay. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Kyle, you've got 9. You've got 9.
Man.
You only need one more
9.
State. And one more beer. You still have 2 strikes remaining.
Let's go Montana.
Let's go Montana. There's a couple we know of. Now, I will tell you this. It is not the cold snack. It was the one before that. All right? Again, back to the craft beer world. You know this.
I'm going to go Big Sky.
Oh. Big Sky is correct. Moose Drool.
Moose Drool, because they make Moose Drool.
You won it.
Nice.
There you go, Kyle. That was a hell of a job, man. That was not an easy way to do that. You got 10. You got to Oregon, Massachusetts, Texas, Washington, Colorado, Alaska, Hawaii, California, Wyoming, and Montana.
Is New York Genesee?
New York is 6 Point Brewing Company's double IPA.
Okay, good.
I've never heard of that.
What was Massachusetts? It was Sam.
It was Sam Adams. Maryland? Pennsylvania's Yingling.
Is Maryland Natty Bo?
Maryland is Union Craft Brewing.
Okay. All
double right. Duck Pin Pale Ale.
Yes, they're in East Baltimore. I know where they're at.
Okay. Very good.
All right. I never know where.
Speaking of drinking, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
The reason we asked, do you have or ever owned a funny t-shirt? A 27-year-old man in Alabama named Ryan Hernandez. He was pulled over last Wednesday because he was swerving all over the road. Cops conduct the field sobriety test. He fails. So then the cops noticed an infant strapped in a car seat in the rear of the vehicle. So this guy just wasn't putting his own life on the line. He was putting the lives of others on the road, also endangering the 2-month-old baby in the backseat. Jeez. Now, he was arrested on a slew of charges, DUI, reckless endangerment, open container, improper lane usage, driving without insurance, operating a vehicle with an expired tag. This guy checks all the boxes, right? So he posed for the mugshot at the station. At the time, he was wearing a shirt saying, "You nailed it." It's for a company that he works for called Evermore Homes. And they believe that he is a builder who works there.
Okay.
But it says, "You nailed it."
It'll have some good shirts, man. Like little kids. They have a lot of really good shirts for like small baby. The one that my wife and I bought, I believe for my daughter, did not go over well with other parents. I just thought it was funny, but it's a shirt. And the letters look like they're vibrating. And it just says, "They shake me." And I'm like, obviously we don't.
Okay.
Because we would not buy. But and then another one. We did not get this one. But it says, "Now that I'm alive, I'm pro-choice."
Okay. Sure.
But again, this is for infants in onesies. People still got upset.
I got one worse than that. All right. So, God, this is awful. But I'll tell you anyway. All right. So, okay. I have a friend. And she just went through the process of adoption.
Okay.
It was a family friend that they know.
This
all right?
is awesome.
This is awful.
Now, this is great.
It's a family friend that they know, okay? She knows them, and I'm not going to get into the details of that, all right? But these two were struggling with some addiction issues. So when the baby was born, the baby was, you know, not in great shape based on the fact that the mom was a user during the pregnancy, all right? They also determined that they did not want to parent this child, but they were going to take it to full term, which they do, okay? So I guess part of the stipulation on this was because they were somewhat related, all right, and they were, she was able to be the first in line for adoption.
Nice.
So they asked her first, and she said, "Sure, I'm going to take, I'll take the baby, okay?"
I think that's a
good idea. I'm worried.
All right. I am too. Like, why are we already laughing?
This is horrible. All right.
It's really bad.
Yes, it is. So, okay. So she knows she's going to get the baby and starts that process about a month out as far as getting all the things that she needs, a crib, all the crap, right? But the baby has to go through detox, essentially.
Right. Sure.
So the baby has to stay in the hospital, be monitored in the NICU, all that stuff, until the baby is actually clean and ready to be released. So I got the kid a onesie. Now, keep in mind, my friend is black, all right? And the baby is white.
Okay.
So I got a onesie that says, "I stole this white baby." And it's really, it's like written in cursive. It's like this baby script.
But the best part of the stories he told me is like, "Dude, I forgot that I ordered it for her."
Right.
Yeah, so so he gets the package in the mail at home.
And I'm like, oh no.
It's not as funny now.
Because you could get the onesie, custom made with anything you wanted to, in any different font you wanted to, right? So I picked like this really lovely, beautiful.
I like that the place that does it, no questions asked.
No.
Like, "I stole this white man."
No. Yeah, like, they just don't care. Have you given it to your friend yet?
Yeah, she loves it.
All right.
Yeah. I told you she'd like it because I was like, "Man, I don't know if I should give it to." Because what did you say? I was like, I was kind of like, drunk when I did
second,
it.
Second thought, I was like, "Man, I was like, is this okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's okay. I
know. You got to do it."
Yeah. So yeah,
it was white baby.
It was a big hit. So this weekend, I finally got to see a picture of the baby.
Oh, did you in the onesie?
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Well, I have a picture of it. I'll bring you guys my phone. I'll show you a picture of what the onesie looks like.
Oh, my God.
But I need to get one with a baby. The baby is cute as hell.
I believe
really.
That's why she stole
it. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, no.
That kind of t-shirt.
Is the baby okay?
The baby looks great.
Okay.
Yeah, the baby's healthy. All right. It's a white baby, though. You know?
It's cool.
I mean, white.
Like white.
No, right. Just put a little space in between. Like, oh no, it looks great. It's good to go. It's a white baby.
It's a white baby. You know, all white babies are beautiful.
They're born normal.
Yeah. That's not true. I don't know if my daughter's listening or not, but no, I look at that picture I sent out. I'm like, oh my God. Because she was born with some problems, right?
Right.
So I sent that picture out to, well, she was medical issues. So I sent that picture out. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my, because to me, she was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my
life.
You
don't realize how ugly your children are when they're born.
You don't.
You are just like, this is the most beautiful
thing.
And
it wasn't that she was ugly. She just looked like
ugly.
She looked like she was going through stuff, right? Because she was.
Sure.
But to me,
babies are beautiful. Infants are not, right? So when your kid is first born, like Miles said, man, you are so overwhelmed. You've never felt love like this in your life. Therefore, this thing you're looking at is beautiful. And then about 10 minutes after it kind of wears off, just the initial shock that we had brought life into the world and the doctors are doing some things, then you start looking at it like, you look like my hand that's been submerged in water.
But your parents
for 9 months. Your eyes are all messed up. There's sticky stuff on you, man. You're still in love with this kid. But the moment you're born, you are not cute.
No, right.
In fact, when I was born, you
look like a Bigfoot.
Well, yeah. So the husband could not be in the delivery room with the wife, right? So no matter what, the guy had to wait outside. After the baby's born, you walk in. I'm the second one, all right? But my mother says, they finally let your father in. He walks in. He looks at me and just goes, oh.
That was his first response. Now my second kid came out looking like a conehead. And when I mean a conehead, I mean like the movie.
Yeah.
Like the movie. Like I just gave birth to like Dan Aykroyd's, like he's my dad or something. Like one of his grandchildren. I mean, and then all of a sudden I'm like, man. And it's very difficult to, because the mom's there, she's still kind of out of it because of the epidural and all the things. So she's kind of just, she went through a lot there. So you don't want to go, God damn, man, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to freak her out.
What'd you do to that thing?
You don't want
to
freak her out.
Is it going to go away?
Yes.
I was just like, yeah. Yes. Did they use the suction cup on her? Because they tried to suction cup. Seriously, man.
And that's what happened.
With all of this medical like a plunger, technology, dude. When the kid's kind of jammed but not quite stuck. All right, keep in mind, there are computers beeping. They're using high-tech stuff. And then literally, it's a freaking suction cup. And you stick them on top of their head, and you pull their ass out. So they did that with my daughter. When you do, there's a chance you're going to get a cone head anyway, just based on how birth is.
Yeah, they're, the top of their head is not developed.
Yeah, sure. Super soft.
So it's
when they pull them out with the suction cup, like when you pull the cup off,
it's like pulling a dent out of a car.
But
so you're holding your daughter, and it's like she looks like a pencil, you know. And it's like you don't want to be mean, but you're like, "Hey, doc," and they're like, "Yeah, relax."
Did she need a helmet or anything like that?
Well, it reforms. It's just that initial pull, and he's not kidding, man. It's like a reverse teardrop.
Right.
You're like, oh my God.
Also, kids are kind of translucent, if that makes sense.
Like, yeah, they're weird.
Their pigmentation is not really there yet.
They're like a chameleon.
So when you put the kid under the French fry light,
it's
almost like you can look right through them. Yeah. You see every organ in their body. The
French fry light.
It's kind of like putting a flashlight in your mouth in a tent. You know what I'm saying? Like you see all the veins in your face.
Just like that, man.
Yeah, but it's like a bit of baby.
We've done that.
It's a red light to keep them warm.
Yeah.
But it's the thing
you would put is it the French fry light?
It's the French fry light.
All the tech that they have, they give everything a different name. And then when you look at it, you're like, that's a hammer, that's a screwdriver, that's a chisel, that's the French fry light, and that's a plunger.
It's the same bulb that they use like in old school bathrooms where if you wanted a heater, it would be for the light.
Yeah,
like red light.
Hey, if it's good enough for brisket, it's good enough for a newborn.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
There's a woman that celebrated her 102nd birthday recently, and she only wanted one thing, Steve.
I saw this. She wanted a stripper.
She wanted a stripper.
Now, that said, did you see the stripper that showed up?
I did.
Okay. I don't know if she requested it specifically. To be nice, I'll say a dad bod. But I'm looking at this picture like, okay, did you save money on this dude? Did you just pull him off the street and say, like, we'll throw you a couple bells, man. Just going to get naked for a meemaw here. I mean, I was looking at him like, wow.
She can't see very good anyway, but.
Yeah, well, passes for a stripper in England would not do so well here.
But, you know, sometimes when you get to that age, you just need to find that life again. You need to find that verb. You want to get back out on the market again. But don't worry. I've got tips for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more things no one tells older men about dating again. Well, good for you for getting back out there at your age. I'm guessing you saw some old fart walking around with a fine-looking feline on their arm, and you said, well, hell. If Walter can do it, then by God, so can I. Couple things to remember before you get down to business. Do some stretches. You don't want to pull something. At your age, it could mean life or death. Also, make sure you grease the weasel. Pro tip. And finally, figure out what you're going to do during the 20 or more minutes it's going to take to pop that pill and prep that rocket for launch.
Jeez. Alrighty.
Prep that rocket.
This is things that nobody tells older men about dating again. They start with, it's normal to feel a bit lost at first. Where are all the women at?
Lost with what?
You might think dating again should be easy because you've done it before, but it often feels unfamiliar. The apps, the pace, and even the way people talk all make it feel like a different world. Feeling unsure or even awkward doesn't mean you're not ready. It just means it's been a while. Been a while.
I think most people that go on like their first date, it's awkward or they're nervous.
Right.
I don't think it's age matters.
Awkward damn thing altogether.
I was going to say, it's already awkward. Then if you were married for so long and haven't done it, of course it's going to be awkward.
Right. And right behind it there makes sense. Confidence comes back just lower than you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, baby. My confidence is kicking in.
How do I telegraph that I want to have sex without being creepy?
Right.
Well, that's pretty much every first date. That's actually why I'm here.
Exactly. You don't have to try to be younger. Again, these are things that nobody tells older men about dating again. There's a difference between staying youthful and pretending to be 30. A lot of old men think that they have to keep up with trends or act a certain way to impress younger women. But confidence, stability, and self-awareness are far more attractive.
Oh, so we're going after younger women, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Then you need money.
Yeah.
And to be a coach in the NFL.
Or college.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe it helps if you have coached the NFL.
Yes.
Emotional availability matters more than ever. When you're younger, dating can be more about fun or chemistry, but later in life, the emotional side becomes just as important. Many people want real conversations, shared values, and someone who could show up without hiding behind walls.
I think you know that just based on the fact that you're older.
Hey.
Right? That's like where your interests have gone.
Exactly.
But make no mistake, I still want to have sex with you.
Right.
I mean, just...
That's why I'm here, baby. How do we get from here to your bedroom?
Yeah, that's all.
You might have to unlearn a few old habits.
I'll leave that one alone.
just take that one out of the repertoire there, old man. The way dating worked 10 or 20 years ago isn't always how it works now. I can't do that anymore.
Not as quickly.
I don't have the hips for it anymore. Oh, no. Chemistry still matters, but it looks different. You might not feel butterflies right away, and that's okay. Real connection often starts with comfort, not fireworks. At this stage, chemistry can come from laughter, shared values, or just feeling at ease around someone.
And also... I want to have sex. Whatever else they put on this list, it comes back to
I want to pour this into that.
Yeah, I want to pour some sugar on you.
Yeah, that's right. Come here, baby. Things that nobody tells older men about dating again. Dating apps can be exhausting.
Well, yeah.
And still worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, well, people run marathons.
Right.
And there's no reward. So, yeah, take away. As long as something great happens, just take the time on the app, man.
I mean, I will say with the apps, dating's become almost more like a numbers game.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because it's so easy to get them. It's just like, well, all right, people have a checklist. So, like, it is much different.
It is. It's like choosing fruit at the doggone grocery store. There's a whole bunch that just like, hey, we're the same fruit. We're ready to go.
That's why you get a free grape.
That's right. That's why you go for the free grape.
Heck yeah.
Put that on your profile.
Let me try this first.
I take free grapes. The swiping, the small talk, and ghosting can be frustrating, especially if you're used to face-to-face connection.
I haven't done that in a while. Since you guys busted my bees about it, I have not taken... unless it's one of those cotton candy ones.
You're going to take the cotton candy
one? I'm going to try one of those every time and they come out every year.
I don't think anyone's busting your balls. More like it's theft.
It's just straight up theft.
Guys are busting my balls by robbing banks.
All right. I think you should double down, Montgomery. Stare the dude in the eyes and just keep eating.
Just keep popping.
See how many
testing the product.
You go to the bulk area, right? They got banana chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
You take one.
No.
I don't.
Really?
They have a sign there that says, please don't sample the bulk.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it there at the Winco.
If I read that, I never would have taken that banana.
Could Please. You get away with that if you said you're illiterate? Like, sir, there's a sign, but like, I can't read.
I can't read.
So I didn't know.
I used to do it all the time as a kid. Then my mom used to get really mad at me. It was like, stop eating food out of the bulk section. So they're like, do you want me to go check over there? And finally she was like, I know you're eating food over there. No, I'm not. No, yes, you are. Because they had like candy and stuff. They used to have like just these barrels.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They were big enough to take some.
It's right there, right for the taking.
Oh, look, free chips.
Things that nobody tells older men about dating again. Good conversations matter more than flashy first impressions. At your age, you don't need to be doing a whole lot of flashy first impressions.
And again, I want to have sex with you.
I mean, is that like a hint for like, you can go the Belichick route, but like, hey, that could be a tough conversation.
Right. That's right. The only thing you're flashing is Benji's.
Yeah. Keep her happy.
That's right. Smooth opening line or polished photo might catch somebody's attention, but what really keeps people around is the way that you talk, listen, and make them feel heard.
Yeah, I'm listening.
What?
I can't hear you. Did you say you want to have sex with me?
I asked, do you want to have sex?
Goddamn, we should be in charge of people's dating life.
Oh, absolutely.
Just keep repeating, do you want to have sex?
I said, can you still put your legs behind your head?
I like the idea, Miles, you don't have to use it, but like, just like, dating's like picking fruit. It can be tough. I always take a free grape. It's just like, hey, yes. Even if you're the piece of fruit he doesn't want, he's in.
Do you push the melon button?
The melon button?
You pick up a cantaloupe, right? You stick your thumb in the button. Smell it?
You smell your thumb after you pushing it into the melon button.
Okay, you know the little, little
yeah, but why are you smelling button? Your finger?
Why are you thumbing the button?
Because you're trying to get the ripe cantaloupe, right?
I think you're just ruining cantaloupe.
So you stick your thumb like this, and you jam it in the button, right? And if it pushes in a little bit, you catch yourself a good cantaloupe. Then you smell it. And if it smells like cantaloupe, you take that one home.
You're a weird dude at the grocery store.
But you gotta push a lot of buttons to find the one that's the right one. True story.
Oh, my God.
I'm right about that.
Miles just over here thumbing kale.
I stick my thumb in the button.
And then smelling it.
I want to use about five or six more days.
I'll check like an avocado with my thumb.
Oh, you thumb that button. That's okay.
The button, squeeze the side, man. What's with you with the button?
Come on, man. Leave the button alone.
That's where they say you're supposed to push.
Where's your fruit button?
Seriously.
I'm going to press it.
That's what they say.
I'm going to press your fruit button.
Look this up.
Hey,
that's
girl.
A good one.
This is science telling you to press that.
Maybe do that on the first date. Where is your fruit button? And man, insert my thumb in.
You
this
are
one's
right.
ready.
God, you're right.
And then I'll leave you with this last thing that nobody tells older men about dating again. Not everybody will understand what you're looking for.
All right.
What a kidding.
I'm looking for sex.
Yeah, I want to have sex. Everyone knows what you're looking for.
Some people will assume you're looking for something casual. Others will expect you to want to settle down fast. The truth is, your path is your own. You might not fit into somebody
What's
else's...
What's the path between your legs? <Yeah. That's...
laughs> I want to get to that trail right there.
I want to get to your fruit bun.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Before we get there, I offer my apologies for a wrong answer. The first Super Bowl that the Denver Broncos won was against the Green Bay Packers. The second one was against the Atlanta Falcons, but luckily he guessed both Cincinnati and Cleveland, who were both in the AFC.
Well, I do remember that guy Robinson when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl years ago. I think he was a DB, but he got popped with a prostitute.
Correct.
The night before. I can't remember who they were playing.
The night before.
They don't blame him for the loss, but I don't think he played in the game.
That was a while ago, because that was with...
Could he not play?
So what I'm saying is, I do believe the Falcons have lost, too.
They have.
I just think that was the first one.
Yeah, that was years ago.
God, Papa, I don't remember that.
I mean, he got popped with a prostitute, like, the night before.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, man. Was it Eugene?
Eugene Robinson played 11 seasons in the NFL, yeah.
The night before.
The night before.
The night. That's the part that kills.
Right.
Yeah. Damn.
He's what are trying you doing to relax.
Tonight? Oh, you know. Well, I mean, we made it to the Super Bowl.
Curfew's at 10.
I'm out for dinner, boys.
Remember Entertainment and Dining District.
But so they, I mean, who did they play that year? Was it the Niners?
No, because they're NFC.
They're NFC. Anyhow, they lost that game, but the big one was the Raiders. Remember, their center panicked, had a mental breakdown, and drove to Mexico. And he's down there like the night before the game. And he's down there doing drugs and drinking. And somebody's like, hey, man, like you're the starting center. And he's just so out of it. Like, no, we already played the game. And they're like, no, it's today.
Yeah,
that sounds like waking up from a nightmare.
Yeah.
But it's real.
Yeah. He had a real mental snap.
Right, because it wasn't like he just was like, oh, screw it, I'm going to get drunk. Like, he had a mental break.
He full-on snapped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Like, his story was not funny to anyone.
No.
Like,
but that was a costly one because he was the starting center.
Right.
The linchpin in there.
Wow.
Damn.
All the guys.
That's wild,
Can't
dude.
Be like the backup kicker.
And you're in Mexico. How did I end up here?
I think he had as many questions as the people questioned.
He had his passport. He had his passport.
About to say, when do you wake up from that?
I think the game was in San Diego.
Oh. Okay. So he got on the train.
Yeah, I mean, he literally, just like went over there.
Peace. He woke up in Tijuana. Jeez, wallet's missing.
This ain't half bad. We won.
Where's my hat at?
Kidney sitting in a nice bucket.
I wonder if he could tell you who won and who lost the game that he thought already happened.
I don't think he could have at that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
We already played it. Well, who won? Where's the trophy?
How did I do? Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Albert, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right. What are you doing over there, Albert? Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
No, I wish. I'm just doing some whiskey shots.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go big or go home. What's up? What kind of whiskey you got?
I got, what is that called? The Fireball.
A Fireball.
You're going,
mouthwash and whiskey all at once.
You'll need some Advil later. All right, Albert, our men's room poll, you're going to change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Oh, man. So I have an ex-girlfriend. So, I mean, I wouldn't change anything about her, but I think she would always want to change her body.
Her body. Okay.
Why would she want to change her body? Because obviously you disagree with that.
I mean, she was hot, but it's just that She always wanted to be skinnier. I was like, why?
Okay.
That's every woman I've ever met in my life. Like, just whatever.
Probably 80% of the population has a mindset. If I could just lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds.
That's always what it is.
Well, and it's always in the opposite direction. You know, I wish my boobs were bigger.
I wish my boobs were smaller.
Exactly.
I wish I had curly hair, straight hair. Basically, I want what I can't have.
Right. Whatever just you don't have is what they want.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. I wish I had a different husband. I know.
Yeah. I always just said a dad.
All right, Albert, here's your question. What fruit do the British call a courgette?
Courgette.
Or courgette.
What fruit?
It is a fruit.
Like courgette.
I think you know the answer, but it is a fruit. And trust me, I checked.
All right.
Because I'm like, I think it's a fruit, but no one really thinks of it as a fruit, but it is, in fact, a fruit.
Oi, fancy a courgette.
I'm going to go with a pear.
I'll say tomato.
Nope.
Apple.
Zucchini.
Zucchini.
It's technically a fruit.
It is a fruit.
Like I said,
I double-checked it.
Cucumber's a fruit, too, isn't it?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got seeds, it's a fruit.
Damn jackass fruit. That's seeds on the inside.
That's the litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Peppers.
What about strawberry?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the one exception. It's the only fruit. That was a future big dummy question. It's the only fruit that grows its seeds on the outside. Which did make me wonder, do the other fruit look at strawberries the way we would look at a crazy lady who's wearing a bra on the outside of her shirt?
Probably.
Strawberry, man. The seed's going to the inside, man. What are you doing?
Live your own life.
The real question is, can you zest a strawberry?
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
But it doesn't have a rind. Cleanly
without
seeds. It does. Just not much of one.
Exactly. You're not going to get a lot out of it, but you can.
Potato peeler.
I've done it.
You know what? I'm going to try that today.
Where were you zesting a strawberry?
At my house. After y'all challenge me if I could zest a strawberry.
You guys are some weird ass.
Don't challenge Mike to zest a strawberry. It sets him off.
He'll zest anything he wants.
I'll zest the F out of that strawberry.
So sorry I missed that party now.
Make a daiquiri just...
What's next after this? How do we top it?
I know.
What's he going to zest next?
I know.
Wacky.
He was ready for pin the tail on the donkey.
How do you not have a show on Food Network?
I told you this place is going to be nuts tonight.
Mike the Zester. Mike just shows up to
zest it. Zest.
Go. Yeah.
Just sitting there with a coconut.
I could have just brought a block of cheese. He'd have been happy.
All right, Albert, your question. What color is diamond dust?
Glitter.
The legal kind.
I gotcha.
I think I know this.
Black?
No kidding.
I was going to say purple.
Because it's carbon. You still wouldn't picture it that way, but I guess when the dust flakes off or when it grinded or whatever.
So when you zest a diamond.
When you zest a diamond. Yes.
With another diamond.
The rind is black.
You have to use another diamond to zest a diamond.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 35-year-old Toby Freeman of Colchester, England. Now, our very own Mike Hawks, we have a little more about this gentleman. And headlines coming up, but today I do feel that this guy deserves a toast. Why? Well, here's the thing. He lost his brother to testicular cancer a couple of years ago, and like a lot of people in that unfortunate situation, now his heart is with fundraising and bringing awareness to all different kinds of cancers in a way that he does it since he's a runner. Most recently, he just ran 90 miles along the length of Hadrian's Wall. And that's only part of the 311-mile run that he wants to do from coast to coast. As he says, testicular cancer took my brother. Now I'm taking on marathons, ultra-marathons. Again, he just did Hadrian's Wall. He's already run a few marathons in London and Brighton. He completed the Great Manchester Run. He's going to continue the next few weeks with the Thames Ultra-Marathon, culminating with the big, ballsy Ultra Marathon in November. So this guy's committed, and every time he runs, he raises money. That alone would be shot-worthy. But the reason we're really toasting this guy is that he does all of this dressed as a pair of giant testicles. Yeah. The picture's fantastic. He's trying to bring awareness to it. I get it. But he does all this dressed as testicles. The only comment that he made was when he's on the rural runs, He says that farm animals are a little skittish when he runs by. It's like other runners go by. Yeah. Cows are used to whatever. He's like, when I come running up as a giant set of testicles, like the looks on the animals' faces is just different.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
He's not wrong. We're talking about it.
Yeah, we are talking about it. It's the whole point, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, that you know, that makes fun racing a ball.
It does. Hey-o. Yes. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Vitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.